following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another episode of Working 24-8 with your host, Ashley, one of the biggest Kobe Bryant fans there is, in my opinion. Anyways, doesn't really matter because I'm irrelevant to this episode because I have a special guest for this episode. I am bringing someone on who wouldn't really consider herself a fan of sports or necessarily a fan of Kobe Bryant, but she definitely knows who he is. But I thought it would be an interesting idea to talk to someone as we're wrapping up this podcast series, of someone who can share an outsider's view on what they think about Kobe Bryant. And this wonderful person is also a fellow communication and media studies major at Dominican University of California. She is a senior coming all the way from Napa, California. Miss Emma Wilson, welcome to my show.
Thanks. That was such a nice intro. I was going to say, when you said that you're the biggest Kobe Bryant fan, I'm probably the least Kobe Bryant fan. So Kobe Bryant.
You know what's funny about what you just said? I have a friend who literally always says Kobe Bryant, does not pronounce the T. And I tell him, like, dude, there's a T at the end, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's hard. It's not hard. I mean, everyone pronounces things differently, but I don't know. I find it funny when other people, well, you're the second person I know that has pronounced Kobe Bryant's name, not really focusing on the T, just the Brian or Bryant, but I'm glad you corrected yourself, so props.
Well, I mean, I've been getting it wrong since you invited me on the show. I spelt his name wrong because I spelt like Colby instead of Kobe.
Yeah, because I had texted Emma about wanting her to come on my show, and she said she literally spelt his name in a text Colby, and I said and I jokingly responded saying Kobe and then put a little asterisk spelling it the correct way, but it's okay because at least her intent was good and she wasn't in making fun of his name or anything, but that just shows.
I'm trying my best. And yeah, then yesterday, I don't know how I got it so wrong. I said Kobe O'Brien, which that's I don't know. I know his name, but for some reason just that day I was like, he's Irish.
He's not even Irish.
I know.
He's Italian, which is, well, he's an Italian African American. That's what the description is when you search, you know, if we want to say the ethnicity of Kobe Bryant, it would say Italian African American because his dad played professionally in Italy and his mom is Italian and African American. And his dad is African-American, so that's where Kobe gets the Italian-African-American part, and he's fluent in Italian, so that just adds to it. But I guess we can just dive right into some questions, because I have some questions for you. So, since you wouldn't necessarily consider yourself a fan of sports, I guess when someone says Kobe Bryant, what initially comes to your head? You know, who do you think this man is? What are your thoughts?
I just mostly know Kobe from the whole, you know, you toss something and you say Kobe, and I like that was sort of my full understanding of him for a really long time. But then, of course, when he died, it's like, oh, he's more than just, you know, this phrase, I guess, because that's like the only exposure I had to him was just, you know, like the Kobe. But yeah, when he actually died and everybody was having this like huge reaction, which like justifiably so, I realized like, oh, there is more to him than just, you know,
Kobe.
Just that. Kobe. Yeah.
Right.
You can't see, but I'm flicking my wrist.
As I, she has the proper form, of course, with the flicking of her wrist, like she's shooting a basketball. But I guess a follow-up to that, when you, did you really know who, aside from the Kobe part, did you really know much about him until or before his death, or did you kind of do your own research after his death? Like, who is this Kobe Bryant person? Why is he so famous? You know, did you ever do your own research, or what did, have you learned anything about him that I guess you didn't really know before his death or after? Your thoughts?
I mean, most of what I picked up about him was through the news and all the coverage about his death, and then everything else I've learned from talking to you, because you brought up your idea for this podcast because we had to kind of vet it through Stu, and you were talking about how Kobe always had an emphasis on including women in sports and sort of that whole side to him, and you know, that even furthered my understanding, like, oh, this guy seems pretty cool.
Right. As you know, this mainly happened post retirement after his career ended in the NBA. His middle daughter Gigi, she kind of got his basketball genes, I guess, the blood passed down to her with basketball, as I've mentioned in my previous podcast episodes. But he really emphasized, you know, wanting his daughter Gigi to succeed in basketball. Obviously, he wanted his other kids to succeed in whatever they were doing, but he really focused on coaching Gigi in her, she's not, well, she passed away before, I think before high school, but, you know, she, in her middle school or club team or whatever, Kobe coached those girls, and he really made an emphasis with, you know, a couple college basketball players like Sabrina Ionescu, Haley Van Lith, all the big names in the WNBA like Diana Taurasi. He really wanted women's equality in sports, not just basketball, but any other soccer, softball, those type of sports. He really did a good job of emphasizing equality. So I guess another follow-up question is, what do you think the phrase Mamba, having a Mamba mentality, what does that mean to you? If you've listened to my episode on Mamba mentality, I'm not sure if you have, but
I'm a fake fan. I'm not familiar with that term.
Well, I guess I can maybe briefly explain. Having a Mamba mentality is like doing whatever it takes to be successful, to succeed, to rise above everybody else, to work hard, you know, working 24/8, you know, you hear the phrase 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I guess what, now that you know what Mamba mentality is, what does that mean to you?
I guess just what you said, just rising above and working extra hard. Is it Mambo mentality?
Mamba. Because he called himself the Black Mamba because of how, you know, when he'd attack his defense or people defending him or his opponent, he always like struck them. So if they weren't expecting it, it'd be a lethal strike because they wouldn't be ready, and then they would get cooked on defense or something like that. But Mamba mentality is something that Kobe really emphasized with who he was as a person. Mm-hmm. And I guess knowing you and some of the struggles that you've been through, how do you think that phrase, you know, applies to you, if you don't mind sharing?
I could definitely see that sort of mindset being something that I adopt in my everyday, because I typically, with like assignments like our podcast or a radio show, I really do put a lot of myself into it and a lot of personal effort. I think the personal thing that you were referring to specifically, I have a podcast about my recent battle with cancer, And I mean, I don't know if I would really say that with that, I really like went through that like full heartedly, just because I have had such like a weird experience with medical intervention throughout my life. So for me, I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever the doctor says. Like if he says my boobs out, my boobs are out. But yeah, I definitely feel as though that sort of mindset is something that I can very much relate to, specifically with my schoolwork and just trying to create a good product at the end.
Yeah, that makes sense. And especially knowing that, you know, Kobe obviously had his fair share of injuries, sicknesses, you know, he had his big Achilles tear during, against the Warriors. Boo. Just saying. Lakers all the way.
Yeah.
But just, you know, overcoming those injuries, I think he always wanted to get back into things as soon as possible, even if that means, you know, risking another injury. He never wanted to be kept off the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I'm sure you can agree, that if you just let, obviously, if you encounter something like cancer or just any type of life hardship, it's really difficult to just sit back and self-pity or something like that. But I know Kobe never did. He didn't let anyone, you know, talk him into self-pity. And so I feel as if that applies to what you've been through and just your mentality or your mindset of living your life.
For sure. Because I found with a lot of people that is the sort of mindset that they have through my research. When just like looking through all these autobiographies that people have made of having cancer. And I think that also applies to this sort of mindset that you get when you do have an injury. Like, you know, you're like, you don't view yourself as just an average person. You view yourself as somebody who, I don't know, like doesn't get the luxuries maybe as a normal person. So a normal person might rest, but you're you. So you push yourself and you keep on going. And in ways that is good, like, you know, you gotta keep going. You can't just sit around. But of course, yeah, mental health is important if you do need to take breaks. I will put that out there. But yeah, no, for the most part, I've just been going, and like I was still going to school while I was going through like my cancer treatment.
I didn't even know that either, because I was classmates with you and didn't ever think that anything was wrong. And when you said you had cancer, I didn't even think that you did, because you don't let it show, which is, you know, something that you literally can relate all of your life experiences, obviously except cancer, because Kobe didn't have cancer. But mm-hmm. you know, whenever he had the flu or if he had a broken pinky or sprained ankle, he never let it show. And obviously, like, you're allowed to have your bad days, but you know, it's just something about Kobe that I guess can relate to you, is just how you move on with life and you hold your head up high and you don't let the bad things completely overtake your spirit, which I think is something that you do really well.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. And I think sort of the mentality that I try to keep anyway is, you know, a lot of people could take my life and like frame it as like, oh, isn't this so sad and all this stuff, and like, isn't it this tragic? But I think that's a real disservice to all the really good things I've had in life. And I don't know if that's kind of where Kobe was coming from with his mindset. But yeah, for me, I've had a lot of really great things and really fortunate things. So I never try to like, I don't know. I just think it's a disservice to all the really great things that I've experienced to just frame everything as if it was this tragedy.
Right, right. And I guess we are already out of time. But I guess I just want to say, you know, as someone that doesn't really necessarily love Kobe as much as I do, she definitely can, I guess, relate to, you know, things that Kobe has been through, especially having that Mamba mentality. Even though she didn't really know what Mamba mentality meant, she still, you know, after I told her what it was, she still, you know, she understood it and it applies to her. And I guess for the audience as well, you don't have to be a basketball player or a soccer star, or softball, football, whatever sport you play. You don't have to be an, I mean, you have played sports, so you, if you have a body, you're an athlete. You don't have to
consider myself an athlete. No, thank you though.
You don't have to be a college athlete, if I want to use myself as an example, to understand mama mentality or to go through hard life experiences. And you know, everyone goes through them. There's not a single person that doesn't. And I think that is what Emma is an example of, as someone who has overcome a lot of life hardships, but she has overcome them and held her head high in the meantime. And she displays, you know, working that 24/8 mentality, the Mamba mentality, and she lives her life as if, you know, the next day it's a new day. And I think that's something that I am inspired by, and I'm so thankful, Emma, that you were on my podcast episode. And if anyone is interested in listening to her podcast, which is on the Penguin Radio website, which is radio.dominican.edu, her podcast series is called Cancer Culture. Cancer, you hardly know her.
Yes. I haven't been saying my tagline that often.
I'm so surprised.
I know. I was so proud when I came up with it.
But if you want to tune into her podcast episodes, they're on that website. And again, thank you, Emma, for coming on to my podcast episode. I look forward to hearing your podcast episode this week and the following week. And That's about it, guys. Any last comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on. And I think just everything that I've heard from you about Kobe Bryant has been super interesting. And it has inspired me to, like, look into his life more.
Sweet, sweet. Well, thank you guys for listening. And we will see you next week. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening, and always remember to keep that Mamba mentality. Peace, love, and Mamba out.